Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us praise the God of all creation. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Let the earth and all living things praise the greatness of God. Let all people extol the glory of Adonai. Living source of all creation, grateful songs to you we raise in our joyful celebration of your love poured out always. For John Bosco, Lord, we thank you, and for unity in love, for the brothers, for the sisters, trusted to us from above. Take our hearts, our love's devotion, on Don Bosco's festal day, and in mercy give your blessing, as with reverence we pray. May we all your life possessing, steadfast be in work and word, by Christ's charity enamored, may we be to service spurred. May we true to each vocation, for your mercy's sake now grow, showing forth Christ's healing kindness, as Don Bosco's heart might show. May we burn with zeal and ardor for the work which Christ has blessed, guided by his storied banner, give me souls and take the rest. Living source of all creation, guide and friend of all the weak, let us know Christ's true salvation and the Spirit's grace unique. By the Virgin's intercession, by Don Bosco's prayer so kind, may your children know your healing, may we peace and mercy find. Adonai hears the cry of the poor. Praised be Adonai. Adonai hears the cry of the poor. Praised be Adonai. I bless you, Adonai, at all times. Your praise ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in your love. For you hear the cry of the poor. Adonai hears the cry of the poor. Praised be Adonai. Let the lowly hear and be glad. Adonai listens to their pleas. And to hearts broken God is near. Who will hear the cry of the poor? Adonai hears the cry of the poor. Praised be Adonai. Every spirit crushed, God will save, will be ransom for their lives, will be safe, shelter for their fears, and will hear the cry of the poor. Adonai hears the cry of the poor. Praised be Adonai. We proclaim your greatness, O God, your praise ever in our mouth. Every face brightened by your light, for you hear the cry of the poor. Adonai hears the cry of the poor. Praise be Adonai. A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. Faith, hope, love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The mouth of the just utter wisdom, and their lips speak what is right. The mouth of the just utter wisdom, and their lips speak what is right. The law of our God is in their hearts, and their lips speak what is right. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the breath of love. The mouth of the just utter wisdom, and their lips speak what is right.
How blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages in words of holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. How blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
You made St. John Bosco outstanding in the formation and education of the young, and especially of those who are poor and abandoned. Help us to imitate his wisdom in the way you have marked out for each one of us. You inspired Don Bosco to involve many others in guiding and educating the young. Open our hearts to help meet the needs of young people in our own families, neighborhoods, cities, and the world. Don Bosco studied and followed the teachings of St. Francis de Sales and taught his Salesians to pray with Francis. May we trust that you are in charge of all things today and will take care of all things tomorrow. Shield us today from suffering, or give us unfailing strength to bear all things with joy. Help us to be at peace in the present moment and to dismiss all anxious thoughts and imagination. May we not wish to be anything other than who you made us to be. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Holy One and God of endless compassion, you are the praise of all your saints and the joy of all creation. You called St. John Bosco to be a father and teacher of youth, and the model and inspiration of many who work with young people today throughout the world. Fill us with that same apostolic charity to seek the good of our neighbors and so serve you, for yours are the power and glory of love, now and forever. Amen. May God lead us safely through all things, and when we cannot stand it, may God surround us with those loving arms of compassion. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.